Good to be back in the Lord's house this morning, and we're going to miss our pastor this morning, but he's up in Pleasant View having the service up there, so let's just remember him in prayer. I'm going to read out of the sixth chapter of Ecclesiastes this morning, and it says, "There is an evil which I have seen under the sun, and it is common among men, a man to whom God hath given riches, wealth, and honor, so that he wanteth nothing for his soul of all that he desireth." And so that's a bad spot to be in. So don't let the things of this world get between you and God. And so I'll just have everybody stand, and we'll say a little prayer, and we'll turn it over to the choir. Our Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be in your house today one more time, Lord. Just be with us during this service, Lord, and bless everything that's done, and help everybody just to move when you want us to move, Lord. We thank you for this day. We thank you for salvation. If there's lost among us, Lord, that you would just call out to them, Lord, and let them know that you're real and that you save, and it's for eternity, Lord. We just love you, and just we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Page 172.
Thank you.
appreciate those songs, and we don't know why, 100%. I don't know how they saved me 100%, but I know I got saved. I got that time and the place, and that's what you need. I don't understand everything. I don't even claim to, but I understand that the Lord saves, and he saved me a long time ago. I'm thankful. It's been quite a few years, it's sweeter and it's new, and it's, you know, the closer you live with to the Lord, the better it is. And the Lord's good to all of us, and it's a free gift for all of us. There's no larger, greater person, or no lesser person. The Lord, he'll treat you the same as everyone else. He loves you just as good. If you'll listen and obey, you can get saved. So it's good to be here this morning. We know we had some on vacation, just good to see them again. If you've been gone, we miss you. If you're a visitor here this morning, we're glad you're here with us this morning. So at this time, we'll ask everybody to stand. We'll take prayer requests. Somebody have a prayer request on their heart? A lot of hands going up. Remember our pastor. Let's remember each other. Remember this service this morning. Somebody have spoken.
Remember Kenny and Betty.
Yeah. Remember Kenny and Betty. Someone else. Someone else. Remember that. Someone else. Anyone else before we pray? If not, Carl, lead us in prayer. Appreciate that prayer, and I think it's important to know that you have to know salvation for yourself. There's so many doctrines out there that you may be able to sign a card, or you may be able to say a few words. You need to know that the Lord saved you personally, and you need to be confident in that. He saved you. You know, I didn't have to have anybody tell me that I got saved. When I got saved, I knew it. Things looked different to me, and I was, it was a wonderful day. There was a newness, a change in my life. The old man was gone. The new man came in here. And so you need to have that experience in your life. So, and personally, know for yourself. So at this time, we'll ask if somebody has a song or something on your heart that you want to share with the church. Let's pray for Mike.
I thank God for being here. What I can feel this morning. Y'all just pray for me. I'll try to sing this. Beautiful is the springtime when the flowers bloom and the cold, cold wind has blown away. Beautiful are the trees that grow on yonder hill. Beautiful is the land where I am going. It's a land where tears of sorrow never flow. It's a land where the body never grows old. A land where the milk and honey shall flow. Beautiful is the land where I am going. Beautiful is the river flowing through this land, and it never will run dry. Beautiful are the people going to that land. It's a land where there never will come night. It's a land where tears of sorrow never flow. It's a land where the body never grows old. A land where the milk and honey shall flow. Beautiful is the land where I am going. Beautiful is the land where I am going.
Get that song. We got a beautiful place we're headed towards. Yeah. Get a little taste of it every once in a while. Someone else have a song or something on your heart? Let's pray for them.
Take away the vision. that I eat. And even bind my hands and feet, but as long as I know Jesus, then I can still go free. Unworthy to live, but not fit to kill. But then the man on the cross, he put me in his will and said that I could still go free. I never understand why a king would leave his throne to put on the robe of an earthly man and feel the pain of flesh and bone. To later trod that lonely path that led to Calvary, but the blood that fell and broke all my chains and said that
appreciate that song. Yeah. Got the best Savior there. Yeah. Appreciate that. Yeah, somebody else got something on their heart. Of course, if somebody feels like moving, you move when the Lord tells you to move. Yeah. You know, imagine that the Lord came down from heaven to save our souls. Yeah, he didn't have to, but he was willing to. Somebody else have some? If not, you pray. I'm going to read over in the 9th chapter of John. You just pray, and we ask the Lord to help us, and the church to pray for us, and anything that will be done to glorify God. John 9, and we'll just start at verse 1. I don't know how much I'll read, but we'll read a little bit and then see how far we need to go. John 9, verse 1. It says, "And Jesus passed by. He saw a man which was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus answered and said, Neither has this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God should be manifested in him. I must work the work of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made the clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam. By this interpretation sent, he went his way, therefore, and washed and came seeing. The neighbors, therefore, and they which before had seen him, that he was blind, said, Is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, This is he. Others said, He is like him. But he said, I am he. Therefore said they unto him, How were thine eyes opened? And he answered and said, A man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes. And he said unto me, Go into the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed, and I received my sight. Then said they unto him, Where is he? And he said, I know not. And they brought him to the Pharisees, him that before was blind. And it was on the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then the Pharisees also asked him how he received his sight. And he said unto them, He put clay upon my eyes. I washed and do see. And so I'll just stop there. If there's going to be some more reading, just maybe I'll read a little bit more. And you just pray, you know, as always, I just try to follow the Lord. You know, it's about him. It's about what he did. And you need to know that he is able to do all these things and more. You talk about a man that's been blind from birth. Even somebody said, Have you ever heard of anybody being conceived that was blind from birth? Now we have doctors and different things, that maybe they could do some surgeries and things, but that back then it was unheard of, that a blind child from birth and to be able to see, sad it would be to be a blind, we take it for granted, all of us take it for granted that we can see. We get up every day and go about our business. I can't even imagine how bad it would be to be blind going through life. How sad that would be, the nice thing about it, the Lord can help us all. And you just pray, I just want to find my spot this morning. You talk about a man that is searching. I don't like to have disabilities and different things. I don't think any of us do. Some of those things helps bring us to the Lord, and some of these things will glorify the Lord. He said this man didn't sin and cause him blindness. His parents didn't sin and cause this blindness, but this was for the glory of God. Some things that take place, it's for the glory of God. The things that are problems in your life,
life, the Lord can help you with those if you let Him. And we all have problems. There ain't a one of us that don't have any problems. We all do. And we all need Jesus every day of our lives. Not one of us, saved, unsaved. We need Jesus for help. This man didn't know Jesus personally. This may be one of the few times that Jesus healed a man before he got saved. I believe most of the time when he healed, they got saved immediately through their belief. But this blind man, if you read the story, you'll find he didn't know 100%. He just heard of this man. There's sometimes we've all heard of Jesus. This Jesus man, he is, he's reached everybody in the, everybody. There may be some remote areas where there may be some people that haven't heard of Jesus. I don't know. But far as I know, everybody's heard of Jesus, you know. And so, but what is he to you is the important part. Where is, does he lie within your life? This blind man, there's no doubt in my mind. Will you help me, Jesus? I'm blind. Will you help me? I have a problem. You know, Jesus just spit on the ground and said, go wash. A little task to put it for him. You have to be able to do what the Lord says if he's going to help you. Yeah. If he's going to help you, you're going to have to listen and do what he says. This man, he listened. He went and did what the Lord says and says, now I can see. Now I can see. Before I couldn't see, but now I can. What a wonderful, you know, those are some good testimonies, isn't it? But all of us were born blind. As a child, we're spiritually blind. We're spiritually blind. There's people in this church that the Lord hasn't spoke to yet. They're spiritually blind. They don't know they don't need to be saved. They don't know about Him. They may have heard about Him. I heard about Him. I heard it was good. Jesus was good. That's all I heard. But then I met a man. I met a man. All these things that they were talking about. He was offering me salvation. I could see the church was singing. They had something I didn't have. There were some things happening that I didn't totally understand. But I knew that the Lord was real. And he was offering me salvation. And I opened up my eyes to where I could see that I had a need in my life. Yeah. I want to know that this blind man that was once blind, now he's going to some Pharisees. He said, how did they open up your eyes? How does this take place? Go through the process. He spit on the ground. I listened to what he said. Now I can see. Who do you say this man is? They say to this man that once was blind, who is he? He said, they called him Jesus. I think he's a prophet. That's what the man said. I think he's a prophet. That's why I think that he didn't really know 100% right then. Well, we need to get your parents in here because we don't know if you really was blind or not. You know, we need some more information. And all these people can see just fine. All these Pharisees can see with their natural eyes. He said, bring in the parents. Bring in the parents. This is our son. He was born blind. He can see. He's of a good age. They didn't want to get thrown out of the synagogue. I wouldn't want to get thrown out of this church. I mean, not that I would. Not that we would. I mean, that's the same equivalence. We want to be, I mean, you're all my family. You know, well, we've all grown up together, most of us in here. All know each other. You know, that's important to me. I wouldn't want to go against, you know, what everybody's been taught all along. You know, but I know what we got's real. But sometimes you got to stand up for the things of God. Even if it's your family. Even if it's your friends. There comes a time in your life you say, this is what God told me. You'll see Apostle Paul. His family grew up. They lived the Jewish way. He told them, this Christ is the Son of God. I had an experience on the way to Damascus that he opened up my eyes and I could see. Yeah. So his parents said, yeah, this is him. And then he told him, he said, I was blind, but now I can see. And they said, finally they said, leave. Leave. We don't want you in here. We don't want you in here. And Jesus came to him and said, you believe in the Son of Man? He said, who is he? It is me that is speaking to you. I opened your eyes. I'm the man. I'm the man that did this. And he believed and worshiped. He was happy about what happened. You know, those Pharisees that could see just fine, they were spiritually blind. They could see, but they would not. They would not have it. Jesus did all these miracles in front of them, but they would not have it that this is the Son of God. We know who his parents are. They thought they knew, and they knew partially. We know he's from Galilee, but he wasn't born in Galilee. He just lived there. He was born in Bethlehem, and there was a record back in the day that was some wise men come and to look for the one they call Christ. All these things were documented, but they still would not believe. So we have a blind man that sees just perfectly fine. And we have people that see that still will not take into account that everything that takes place around us and understand what the Lord is doing. The Lord has moved here this morning in the songs. He moves. He saves lives. He changes lives. You know, once you get saved, you're not the same person you used to be. And we need to stay as close to the Lord as possible. Keep as close as possible. You know, when I say in the mornings, a lot of mornings, I say, love me, Lord. Stay close to you today. Help my vision to be what your vision is for my life. Because this world will get you sidetracked if you let it. But I don't want anybody to have troubles. You know, we didn't want this man to be a blind man by birth. But it helped him to get to Jesus. The problems you have can help you get to Jesus if you let it. You know, you'll never fix yourself up good enough. You'll never will. You say, when I correct this, when I do this, when I find myself here, then I'll consider the Lord. You got it all wrong. You got it all wrong. You got to come to the Lord up blind. You got to come to the Lord and say, this is who I am. You got to say, Lord, save me and help me. Because you can't do it on your own. You can't. No matter how strong you are. Strongest man in the Bible, as far as I can tell, Samson. He couldn't do it on his own. And he needed the Lord to help him. And you know what? He didn't ask the Lord to help him a whole bunch. He could have asked the Lord to help him more. that is our problem. We have too much pride. Coming up in this altar and knelling down and praying, it's an easy thing to do naturally. But I know it's hard on the flesh. I know that Satan will put all the different things in front of you. You have to give up this. You have to give up that. You know why. A parent will tell their child, even from the beginning, stay away from that. Don't get close to the road. Don't get close to the stairs. It'll hurt you. This is put up here because the Lord said, don't do these things. It'll hurt you. It'll be harmful. It'll put you in the wrong direction, away from the Lord. We need to stay close to the Lord. We need to stay close to the Lord. We need our vision to be a good vision. If you can see that you need salvation, there was some there at the end of this chapter, some Pharisees heard him say a few words, and they said, "Are we blind also? Are we blind also, Jesus?" He said, "You're not blind anymore. You can see." They could see that they needed the Lord in their life. They could see that they need the Lord in their life, but they hadn't made that decision. When the Lord wakes you up and you're no longer blind, if you don't get the Lord in your life, you're going to die lost. You know why we meet all the time? The Lord tells us to assemble. You know why we meet all the time? We think maybe one more person the Lord will speak to, and they'll consider their situation. And they'll consider, I don't want to stay in this situation. I want to have a relationship with the Lord. In my case, I said, I don't want to go to hell. That's a little harsh, but I didn't want to go to hell. The Lord showed me I was going to go there. I wasn't concerned about heaven, but I was concerned about hell.
Yeah.
I don't want anybody to go to hell. Even my worst enemy, if I have any or many, I don't think I have hardly any, I still would not want them to go to hell for eternity. The Lord put love in my heart. I love, the Lord said, love your enemy, love your neighbor. Well, of course, we're going to love our family and friends. I want all my family and friends to go to heaven, but I want all your family and friends. The Lord wants all these things to happen too. He wants us to have a relationship with Him. That's the whole reason He came. That's the whole reason He died on the cross. So you could have a relationship with Him and go to heaven. Have peace in your life. Having peace in your life and in your soul. That's it. The rest, that's a gold mine down here. Whether you're poor. I talked to a man weekly. Poor. Talked to him this week. He says, I got $3. You know what his heart is? He said, I want to go on another mission. I want to go and tell people about Christ. I see pictures of men laying on beds, starving. And he says, you have any money? And I see this. I give not just because I love the Lord. And he says, help the poor. But this man's heart is in a good spot. He's not worried about all the things of this world. He has some concerns, don't get me wrong, but it's more important for him to get the message of Christ out than to have a lot of money. It's more important to have the message of Christ out than have a big bank account and the things of this world. His goal is to tell people about Christ. That's a good spot to be in. It's a good spot to have your desires to be about telling people about Jesus. To be, it's American life. We We all want to own a house. We all want to own cars. We all want to have these things, and there's nothing wrong with any of these things. But put God first in your life. Put God first and tell people about the Lord. And don't let these things get in the way of telling people about the Lord. Because all these things, everything that we see, all of it's going to perish one day. Everything. You know what's going to stay? What's going to survive? Christ is going to survive. Where our soul is going to live. It's going to go into eternity. And where you find your resting place will be what you do with the Lord. Do not go through this life and miss the best part. The Bible talks about a man that sold everything and bought a piece of land that was important to him. I want you to know you need to sell everything that you got and buy Jesus. Sell everything you got and buy Jesus. And then whatever the Lord allows you to have, wonderful. 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 The Lord's been good to us all. We take everything for, I do. I know, I take a lot of things for granted. That we're going to go get some food here in a little while. We're going to have a home to rest our head in tonight. These are all blessings from God. These are. Let's give God the honor and say thank you, Lord. And be obedient to Him in our lives. Let's be obedient to God. While we stand, while they get a song, we all need to be obedient to God. If He tells us you need to come, if you can see your need in your life, if you can see that you need to get a relationship with the Lord, don't turn that away. Don't turn that away. And continue praying, Lord, our church. Continue praying that maybe somebody, whatever the Lord wants you to do this morning, you need to do. Whether it's come and get saved, whether it's to get close to the Lord and renew up, whether it's to join this church. I mean, our pastor would love to be here if you join the church, but you join when the Lord says join. Whatever He says do, you need to do. When He says do it, while you sing. How about it? Will you listen to the Lord and be obedient? The Lord will knock at your heart. Don't be like those Pharisees that every time the Lord would move, every time the Lord would touch their hearts, they would resist. They could find up every reason that this is not Christ. This is not Christ because He did something on the Sabbath day. We don't work on the Sabbath day. This is not Christ because He's from Galilee. This is not Christ because His father is Joseph. His father was the son of, or the God. His mother was Mary. He was born in Bethlehem. He did miracles that no one could do. Except He be from God. Listen to the Lord when He knocks at our hearts. Listen to the Lord. He knocks. He calls. He keeps on calling. That's love of God. We'll keep meeting. How about it today? Is there one here? We'll just come and pray with you. You don't have to say anything. You can get up and go back to your seat. But if the Lord knocks at your heart, understand, you're no longer blind. You can see clearly what you need to do. Now you just need to do it. Now you just need to be obedient. A simple task of a blind man going to the pool of Siloam and washing. It helped that man. If you listen to the Lord, it'll help you. It'll help you. Guarantee it. I can guarantee that's. That's why I love the Lord so much. I can guarantee And if you follow him, you'll be happy in your heart. I can guarantee these things. There ain't many guarantees in this life. There's not a guarantee of the next second. But we can guarantee if you have a relationship with Christ, you'll be satisfied. I've never had that longing to be saved again after I got saved, because the Lord did the job once and it was good enough. Never had it. No more condemnation. And those that love Christ, how about it today? Is there one here? One here. It'll say, yes, I need to listen to the Lord. We've all made this journey. If any of us have got saved, whether we did it in our heart, at home, whether we did it at a different church, we made a journey to an altar somewhere and said, Lord, help me. How about it today? And the Lord has to be called. How about it today? We'll quickly come to a close shortly if nobody moves or nobody has anything. But you have to consider, this is your life. This is your life and your destination. Do not turn away the Lord. Do not turn away the Lord. He'll tell you. Pray to him. Ask him to show you that he's real. He'll do it. He'll let you know that he is real. He's true. He'll knock at your heart. The Spirit of God will move. He'll let you know where you stand before him. And you'll have to make a decision. So how about it? How about it? Is there someone here? What is it? Well, no singing. If you feel like coming, we'll be happy to pray with you. We're not here to try to make you feel bad. We're trying to here to help you. There's nothing more wrong with anyone else than there was wrong with us. We just all had sin in our soul at one time. And you're not, I want you to know, you're not going to live a perfect life after you get saved. You can do the best you can, but you still need Jesus after you get saved. And you may mess up along the way, and you're going to need the Lord's help. That's how this works. I've been in it quite a few years. And I try to do the best I can. I feel like I do fairly good, but I'm still a failure. I still need the Lord's help on a regular basis. There's none of us that's going to get to that status that where we don't need the Lord's help down here. We need the Lord's help. Just one more verse of a song. Don't keep on turning the Lord away. If he calls and knocks at your heart, don't keep on turning him away. He'll knock, he'll knock. His love endureth. But there's a time when we don't have any more time. There's going to be a time when we can't make that decision anymore. How about it? How about it? Lord knocks at your heart. That's a personal invitation from the Lord himself that you're turned away. Consider that. Our Creator gives us a personal invitation and we turn it away. How sad that would be. This time we'll ask if somebody has something on your heart you feel like saying or doing. Definitely appreciate this time to come together to glorify our Lord and Savior. What a wonderful God we have that extends time and opportunity. Anything at all from anyone? If not, if the Lord's knocked at your heart today, come back. Come back.
Anyone else before we go to announcements? Do we have, is that somebody here to give announcements? Okay. All right, yep.
So we had a really great ladies club meeting last week, I think, and we made some decisions about the cookbook during that meeting. We're going to say that the deadline to turn in your recipes is August 11th. So that gives us a week, 2 weeks from today. If you have been thinking about sharing a recipe and you haven't yet, please do that. We need many more recipes. We only have about 75 right now, and we need probably twice that many. So please submit your recipes. You can write it on anything. If you would rather email it to me, you can do that. I have made some inquiries about types of cookbooks that we are looking into using, and I have some of those materials here. If you're interested, you can come up to the fourth row after church and see those. And then we're going to meet shortly to decide which cookbook and talk about those things on the 25th shortly after church. And all of that is about the cookbook. Oh, we had previously said that we were going to get it out before the holidays. And realistically thinking, we are now going to put it out as a Valentine's Day project. So it will not be out before Christmas. Thank you.
Any other announcements? Bob Wilson's funeral is coming up. It's up in, going to be up at Victory. I just saw it. I'm not sure the times and the date 100%, but I think it's pretty quick here. Does, you know? No. Okay. Saturday at 10 o'clock. That's what I was thinking, but I didn't want to misspeak. So Saturday at 10 o'clock, Bob Wilson's funeral. So at Victory. Any other announcements?
Yeah, I think somebody lost that little pouch right there that's on by the notes.
Okay. There's a pouch that somebody lost. Yeah, yeah. When does that revival start, Levi? Thursday. Okay. At what time? It's Thursday at 6 o'clock. Levi and Chad Collard will be in revival up at Victory. This is from Terry, I believe. I am at Pleasant View this morning. Please pray for our service. Also pray for our service at Lima. Please announce that our homecoming Lima is next Sunday. Mark Hunter and Trey Brock are invited to preach. The Murray family is invited to sing for us. Please pray and invite folks. Also, okay, that's it.
There's no Sunday school next Sunday.
No Sunday school next Sunday due to the homecoming. Anything else? If not, Bob, you want to dismiss us in prayer?
Our gracious Father, we're thankful, Lord, for this day that you've given us to come to thy house, Lord. We thank you, God, for Sunday school. We thank you, Lord, for your worship service today, Lord, for the singing and the testimonies. Heavenly Father, for the preaching of your God today. Heavenly Father, we pray, God, for everyone that's lost in these days, your personal Savior, God. They'll continue to come back, Heavenly Father, and God, they'll come to me, come to the realization there's no other way than to just lay down herself before thee and let you do the work in her life. We thank you, we praise you, God. Be with this church. Heavenly Father, help us, God, and all that we do, we give you glory and praise.